This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado Springs man has pleaded guilty to participating in the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Glenn Wesley Croy sent a photo of himself in the Capitol to a Facebook friend who alerted law enforcement. He originally faced 4 criminal charges but pleaded guilty to 1 misdemeanor count of parroting, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. As part of the plea deal, Croy agreed to talk to investigators about the riot. He'll be sentenced in October. Senate Democrats unveiled their plans of the $3.5 trillion budget framework. CPR's Caitlin Kim says it includes priorities Colorado Democrats have been pushing for.
Included in the plan is extending the version of the child tax credit that went into effect last month and funding for a civilian climate corps. Representative Joe Nagusu's push for the corps says it's time to make this vision a reality. It also includes more funding for drought and forest programs and wildfire prevention. The framework involves much of President Biden's sweeping American jobs and American families proposals to increase support for climate, child and elder care, health care, and education. Democrats hope to pass it through the reconciliation process, meaning the measure could pass without a single Republican vote. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. Pueblo is at 80 degrees and high 95, dry and smoke all over the place. Denver is partly cloudy with 84 degrees, smoke and more smoke. The Takeaway just wrapped up with that wonderful interview with Winston Duke. Coming up, we'll start off with Here and Now. First on the show, an interview with Pete Buttigieg on what that $1 trillion infrastructure bill is looking like. Thanks for listening.